This fan-run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three of the program. Appreciate you joining us. Football Friday edition. As we head towards the weekend, get you all set. Davey, I'm playing against Josh Allen in fantasy this week. Titans gonna defense, you know, gonna
no.
Use the home Monday night atmosphere to finally, you know, like play a little better this week. Maybe.
Man, I don't know. Like, I think Christian Fulton's banged up.
Great.
He's their best corner. Mm-hmm. Farley's practicing, but, I mean, he's young. He's still trying to get into the rhythm. The fact that Janoris Jenkins is probably the best corner the Titans are going to be having on the field, at least at 100%.
That doesn't bode well.
No, it doesn't.
Can they just let the Bills run the ball really well so I don't suffer at least? At least let them run in the touchdowns, so I just have to deal with the yardage. That would be helpful. Hickman, your Bucks got another win last night. Just ho-hum.
Yeah, Sherman went down, which is just annoying at this point how many guys in that secondary are getting banged up, but it's all good.
Tom Brady didn't cover.
For 11 straight times in primetime games.
That's unreal. And the line was either 6.5 or 7 for the Bucks, and they were way ahead. It was, 28-7? And then the Eagles came all the way back, cut it to 28-20, and instead of kicking the extra point, which would have given the 7-point bettors at least a push, and the 6.5 bettors obviously still a win if the score held, the Eagles went for 2 because, you know, hashtag analytics, which was the right decision. They converted it, and then but then the Bucks, not to help out anybody on their side of the ledger, with 5 minutes to go, took the football and somehow went all the way down the field to bleed the clock out and never scored. Didn't even kick the like ice it field goal, which would have helped everyone cover their bets.
Brady don't care about the covers.
Not to mention that, but Tom Brady's over under rushing yards were 1.5. A lot of people put that in a same game parlay. And he actually ran a QB sneak and gained like 3 yards on it. So people were pumped until he took 2 kneel downs and lost 2 yards. And lost everyone their money. Great job, Tom.
I went to Action to see what the money differential was looking like for Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And 54% of the bets are on the Vols, but out of 4.7 thousand bets, 84% of the money is on Tennessee. So the big bettors
Are on Tennessee. In this game.
Mm-hmm. Now, this would have been when it was also, I think, at +3.5. That would also go into this. So they're thinking it's at least a field goal game.
Wow. All right. Well, that's definitely a thing. All right, let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotlines. We've got Wes on the horn. Wes, been a minute. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. Just out here on a beautiful football Friday in East Tennessee, trying to wrap up the week. I think TNT said it perfectly. This football season has been more fun than any time after the Hail Mary Georgia game. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm just win or lose, like I'm gonna have fun. I wanted to go, but I'm not going to get to. My wife is a wedding florist, and so I'm kind of obligated to help her. Got to make that money, you know. But so shout out if anybody's getting married, Vanilla Pines Floristry. But anyways, the real reason I wanted to call is, in my personal opinion, I think you should have to be present to make safe picks.
Ooh, now that's a good point.
I think that you should have to be in the studio and not out here wearing Ole Miss baseball shirts on fishing in the biggest football weekend of the year so far, you know?
It's not a good look for his brand, say that much.
Yeah, so big what? Red flag, if you know what I'm saying.
Wasn't he in California for the BYU game? Remember
he was,
that?
Yes.
And now he's letting us – oh, man. If we lose, especially in either a blowout or heartbreaking fashion, there might have to be some severe repercussions here.
I think double punishment, honestly.
Double punishment, yeah.
Well, we know he's already getting one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hopefully something good, finally.
All right, guys, you have a good one.
Thanks for the call, Wes. His save picks are crap anyway, right, Davey? Like, there's no way they're going to hit.
So he went ahead and sent them to me. He's got Isaiah Spiller, which I'm pretty sure the Texas A&M is playing Missouri. So I don't think that one's terrible, but Bryce Young's not going to be the leading passer this week. And then he has Georgia as his biggest blowout. I can see that one being the case.
Yeah, okay. He's got a shot then. Didn't Spiller get banged up in the Alabama game? I think he did, but he came back.
Yeah, I don't know. He's one of those guys that I feel like he gets banged up almost every game.
The hip.
Did you guys see Nick Saban's quote from yesterday?
No.
We're no longer viewed as an elite team.
Well, I guess in his eyes that is true because they lost to an unranked opponent for the first time since 2007. And if you're Nick Saban, that doesn't happen. So I would probably – if that was my team and I had had the – amount of success that he has in the last 15 years, I can see that quote being true. Now, do I agree with it at the end of the day when I'm looking at the rest of college football? No, I don't. I think Georgia's the best team in the country and then Alabama's second best. It's one of those things in which how do you want to define yourself? It's like if it's relative and I'm comparing him across the landscape of the sport, yes, they're still elite. Yes, they had a lot of issues that didn't go their way. But that's the thing. I mean, sometimes you got to have a little craziness happen for you to beat Alabama. And a guy that most people had wrote off and Zach Calzada stepping up and being as efficient and playing as well as he did, you have to have things like that go right to beat that team.
Haynes King in the portal soon?
He's still their long-term answer.
I still don't know how good that kid is.
I mean, it remains to be seen, but he's at least going to get his shot.
What year is Calzada?
Is he a sophomore?
I have no idea. Jimbo said they were pretty close in the competition. But, you know, obviously Haynes King won it. And I'm pretty surprised by those betting lines there, or betting amounts you had there, Davey. Because I feel like... I mean, I guess what you're saying, you know, if it was three and a half, still holding at 2.5 everywhere I'm looking. On my bookie.
No, I was saying that takes into account the 3.5 bets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Looks like Calzada's a redshirt sophomore.
Currently on my bookie, you can, it's Ole Miss -2.5, and it's still at -110 there. So the Tyon Evans news has not moved the ledger at all. In that regard, I don't know if that's good necessarily. Maybe it is. Maybe Vegas, or at least the bettors, don't think that's that big of a deal. But I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I wonder if. I wonder if the health of Jabari Small now becomes that much more important. Because I do think he does a lot better job of getting what's blocked than Lanith Whitehead anybody after that.
Yeah, no offense to Whitehead, but I mean, if he's the one having to get the bulk of your carries, you're not winning this game.
He's just too slow to get to the hole. I mean, he just doesn't have the speed. And then Jalen Wright, he has struggled when he's played. He's obviously small and not great in pass pro either. So that's going to be a big, big storyline rolling into the game. Are you guys going to get frustrated with Heupel if, he kind of said, yeah, like everybody that's been out should be good to go tomorrow. If tomorrow it comes out that Cooper's still not ready, Evans is out, Small can't start, he's dressing but is only going to be using emergency, and there's three more defensive guys out.
I will if we lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
It'll be frustrating either way, win or lose.
Well, again, a lot of people probably listening are going to say it's like, that doesn't matter. It's all about just winning or losing. But it's like, it's someone that for the people that bet on the game, when a coach is not forthcoming and is like, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, like the NFL, they've had to embrace the idea behind gambling. And so they have to be upfront about their injury status for players. But college coaches, I'll just not say anything or put out something that's misinformation. I don't like it, but again, I know the people that are just all they care about is their team. They don't care about the rest of college football. They're just like, I mean, at the end of the day, do you win the game or not? Mm-hmm. They're fine with it.
I just like knowing somewhat, kind of having the idea of what to expect. Because if you miss some of those guys, I mean, that's a big deal. Like, yeah. Some of those guys are game changers, and, I want to know if I can go into this with a little bit more optimism or if I should kind of have, like, all right, tone it down a little bit.
Well, I mean, but at the end of the day, it kind of comes back. If the coach is forthcoming and you can kind of build into your mind as you're pointing out, it's like, well, we're definitely it's the odds are stacked against us. Here's the thing. It's like Heath Ledger in The Joker. In The Dark Knight,
mm-hmm.
as the Joker, he's like, you throw a little chaos into the plan, people freak out. But if they know what's coming, they're going to be fine. And I kind of view that in college football. It's like, if I know that's coming, but it all comes back to the coach. So if they do well and he's letting them know ahead of time, like, hey, we have this disadvantage, people are even more impressed with the outcome and his ability.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he knows at the end of the day, if he wins, he gets to keep his job. If he continues to lose, and I'm using that as a broad example across college football. If you continue to lose, you're not going to have that job for long. So it's just however you want to set it up for yourself.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline and grab Josh real quick before the break. What's up, Josh? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Trying to get hype, buddy. I don't know, man. A little worried about the running back situation.
Yeah, it sucks losing Evans, for sure. I gave up my season tickets in 17 after that season. And tomorrow will be my first game back since 2017. I'm really looking forward to it. I think if we score early like we have the last two games, that place is, I mean, it's going to be electric in there. And, how do you think Ole Miss reacts to that if it does happen? Is there any chance they just self-destruct? They're coming off two pretty emotional games back-to-back.
Josh, yeah, it's definitely possible. I know we don't have a huge sample size, but there were a couple of games last year where you had Matt Corral on the road, and he just did not perform well. So, I mean, if you're able to force him into a couple of turnovers early, how does he handle that? Does he come back and continue to cough it up, or does he make it to where it's one of these moments, I'm going to just own the moment and take the game over? I mean, he's that type of player. He has that ability. So, and, I mean, how will Kiffin, if his quarterback is struggling, like, give him some opportunities to – have guys be open? I mean, like, because, like, we know the schemes for both of these coaches, they can get their players open. Now, can the players go out and execute? That's a different thing. I mean, we kind of saw that against the Florida game. Tennessee didn't execute, even though Heupel was able to create some opportunities, and we didn't take advantage.
Yeah, we gotta capitalize, especially early. If we get any, you know, we gotta hit wide open guys. Gotta score touchdowns. So, what's Corral's biggest win, Davey? What's his?
Well, the Arkansas one.
What's his Heisman moment? Does he have one?
I mean, he led the team back last week, but as far as this year goes, I mean, they dominated Louisville, but Louisville's not that good. They've not played a game where he's just gone off this year. I mean, he had moments last year, but I'm trying to, like, keep it this year. Just when you look at what he has around him, let's see here.
Well, they couldn't stay on schedule against Alabama. I mean, he was 21-29. He wasn't terrible. He didn't throw a pick. Didn't turn it over. But no, it's going to have to be later in the season if he's going to be actually get into the, you know, the Heisman conversation or you know, actually the going on to win it.
I don't know, man. I like TNT's call. I'm kind of just excited. I want to see Nealon, you know, like old days.
Hopping again.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's getting me a little fired up, but Nate, I don't know, man. I'm ready to start early tomorrow. Get loud. So I want to win this damn thing. Anyway, y'all hang in there. Take care. See you.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ole Miss's schedule is actually, you know, not that bad.
It's doable.
I mean, you know, they get LSU at home. Obviously, you win that one.
What about the Hugh Freeze return trip?
I mean, they've got some fun games coming up. LSU at home, at Auburn, then Liberty at home. That's Hugh Freeze coming back. Then they host Texas A&M. They've already had their bye week, so all these games are in a row. They get Vanderbilt at home as obviously their other East opponent, so that one's a cakewalk. And then at Mississippi State to end the season. So I don't know that I don't know.
They don't have to travel much, man. I mean, their game that's the farthest away after they play us is Auburn.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, they've got a chance to kind of run the table there, really. I mean, they'll probably just drop one because they won't play well, and hopefully it's tomorrow night. But we shall see. Come back with more.
That's crazy. They're only going to play in three states this year. They're only going to play in Mississippi, Alabama, and their first game against Georgia.
They're in Georgia.
Yeah.
Not against Georgia.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Weird but true. Southland band playing rocky top. Smokey leading our boys out through the tee. Makes a hair. TNT's got everybody fired up today. Excited about this basketball scrimmage. I might actually go check it out. It's football time in Tennessee. We've all been waiting, ball in the air, needing to start. How bad does Lane Kiffin want this game?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, Alabama was a bigger deal, but, I mean, this has got to be kind of second on his list, right? I mean, all the other games are big games for them, but he doesn't want to – I mean, he's got more to lose maybe than anybody tomorrow. I mean, Josh Heupel doesn't have that much to lose. The only way Josh Heupel's going to catch heat is if the team, like, doesn't show up or something. I mean, our guys, that might be a big advantage. Lane Kiffin might be tight. You don't want to get embarrassed. And I think losing the game at all would be embarrassing for him. Do you think?
Sorry, I was just looking at Ole Miss's schedule.
Do you think they have a shot?
I don't know if I said this properly. I was just looking back at it. I mean, was not referring to tomorrow, but like outside of tomorrow, they'd only played like a very small area of travel when you look at.
Are they gonna like if Ole Miss were to win all the rest of their games, isn't there still a chance they wouldn't make the playoff, which would be really weird.
Yeah, no,
but it's because they would have lost to Alabama and schedule dodged Georgia. So they could potentially win all those games. I don't think they will, but they could potentially win all those games. And depending on what the other teams do in other games, almost not really have a quality win. Which is, I don't know, it's kind of strange.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do for my score prediction.
You forgot that Ole Miss is playing in Tennessee tomorrow.
I meant to say, like, outside of that.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
I realize, I've been talking about how, like, the tailgating scene is going to be happening tomorrow and, like, how I know who the opponent is. But still, I mean, you look at Tennessee, like, I mean, we've traveled to Florida, traveled to Missouri,
mm-hmm.
going down to Alabama.
Right.
Got to go to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Pitt came here, fortunately. But, I mean, like, next year, we're going to have to go up there to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting because, like, we look at Florida, and usually once it gets late in the season, they don't travel outside of their state.
Right, right.
Ole Miss pretty much in the same boat.
That's a good point. All right, updating the poll. It looks like, Davey, you're among 7.4% of people that don't do anything while – Tennessee's on defense to try and, you know, make noise against the other team. Sad.
My body is used as a reflection to have the sound bounce back towards the towards the field, which then makes them have to call a timeout or get a delay game.
Blondie says you've got to cup your hands around your mouth so that you can get a lower O tone. Elijah says, I want to see everyone yelling and storming the field at the end of the game. Justin then says, no reason to storm the field. And that's going to start an argument about storming the field, I'm sure. Because Miller says, no reason at all. We are 44-19-1 all time versus Ole Miss. You don't storm the field for that.
Has anyone been serious about actually storming the field?
I just told you Elijah was.
I was hoping that was like sarcasm or something. Just like joshing around, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you said it earlier, it's like Ole Miss basically, like, that's Kentucky. Whenever you kind of look at it at the end of the day, it's like, would you storm the field against Kentucky?
Right, right. Yeah, no, you shouldn't. No, they shouldn't storm the field. There's no need. We got even bigger wins to come. Maybe not this year, but.
Yeah, storming the field, like, I get it. Like, we've been desperate for a winner. But, like, I mean, you want to talk about screaming desperation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, should we care at that point? Do we care what other fans think of us?
I don't care what other fans think. That just screams desperation from my standpoint.
Oh,
if
it makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you cringe if we start.
Yeah, I would definitely cringe if we like we like. Okay, you get a. The only reason you should storm the field, and this is the one and only play, you get a kick six. If you have Alabama, Auburn, whatever, 2015 or whatever year it was, I'll allow it then. As time expires, you return a kick six.
That's the only acceptable time for you.
Hail Mary? Hail Mary okay too?
No.
No?
Like, I mean, a Dobbs-Nell boot type thing?
Yeah.
No, it's a Hail Mary. I see those occasionally. I mean, there's usually one good one a year, if not more. How many times have we seen a kick six as time expired?
What about a blocked field goal? Would that count for rushing the field for
no.
you?
No. People block
even
block
if it's
field
a turn for
often.
A touchdown to walk it off.
It's a weird hill to die on that the kick six is okay for rushing the field, but a Hail Mary is not.
It's just not.
I'd say a block
for this opponent. Now, I like again, if it's, I know we're not playing Alabama at home, but if it's Alabama and you beat them pretty much in any fashion, I see the storming of the field. You do that to Georgia. Like, I mean, Florida. Like, I mean, if you had a block kick, like, even though they weren't, like, a top – were they even top 10 when we played them? Or were they right outside?
No, I don't
remember. But it's like, I mean, block a field goal to win that one. You score a touchdown off it. Like, I'm fine with that. But, no, I mean, like, I'm saying, like, you basically need, like, a 109-yard touchdown to in order to celebrate, like, by storming the field against Ole Miss. You can say it's a weird hill to die on, but it's the one I'm going to die on.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. It's that time of the day of the week. Next, we'll draw our helmets. Stick with us right here as SEC Survivor helmet draws are next. It's that time of the day of the week. Houston got it started on Tuesday since he's been out with a Kentucky draw. We have removed the Kentucky helmet, sitting at his seat. So Davey Hudson has got it right there on his computer. Here is your SEC schedule. Auburn, Arkansas, Florida versus LSU, A&M at Missouri, Kentucky at Georgia, Vandy at South Carolina, Alabama at Mississippi State, Ole Miss at Tennessee. Every team in action, no buys, no non-conference. It's SEC versus SEC up and down the board. And the rules of the game, we draw a helmet. If your team loses and you don't save yourself, you face punishment next week. The save picks, you have to identify the biggest blowout, the leading passer, and leading rusher. It's very difficult to do. Are you ready, boys?
Am as well.
Are you ready? Hit the music, Hickman. It's SEC Survivor. Davey's up first, then Hickman, then myself. I got to mix up the box, pull all the helmets out of the corners just in case Davey tried to, like, hide one. Make sure they're completely randomized. You guys all know Houston. Houston likes this game, right?
Why is that?
Because I used to be really good at picking games until this year for some reason. So he wanted a game that would be complete luck.
Mm.
That way he wouldn't get embarrassed if he was, you know, making bad picks.
Gotcha.
This year, though, man, if we were getting punished based on gambling picks, I'd be in big trouble. All right. The donut shop. Regular medium roast coffee box has been shaken. Not stirred. Well, both, really. Davey, hand into the box for his SEC Survivor team.
Texas A&M. Missouri, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
On the road, Texas A&M at Missouri, 9-point favorites.
Feel good. They're
okay.
Hopefully no letdown game after the huge win this past week.
Could be a hangover.
I'll take it, though. I'm compared to everything else, that's not a bad one to get. Okay. We will now have Hickman draw.
Yep, Hickman's got to answer a phone call because we're waiting on a special, specific guest,
oh,
Davey.
Oh, okay.
There's nobody there. It's just beeping.
Call back if you are the person that I'm referring to. If you're not, phone lines are closed. Hickman, you'll know when that happens. Davey, I need you to narrate. I'm going to pass the box to Hickman.
All right, so I've got Texas A&M, Houston's got Kentucky. Nate standing up to take the box over to Adam Hickman, who's now picking up the phone, so this is going to be even more confusing. But here we are. Setting up the scene for this weekend. Some good games coming up. Oh, my gosh, Hickman, you're the worst. Like, this is why you just answer the phone, you put them on hold, Nate's now going over there.
Sorry, I don't like to be rude, Davey.
No, it's not about being rude. It's about doing your job.
Hand
in the box, and he draws.
We got a hand in the box.
Pick a damn helmet already. Good Lord. Who do you have? I hope you suck.
The Gators.
You should be fine there.
Who do they play?
They play LSU.
That should be.
It's what we said last year, and then LSU ended up The shoe thrown around the world. Mix these up for Nate. He's next.
That was intense.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right, hand.
Well, I knew we weren't on video. That's why it's going crazy.
He's going in the box. You can't see. Who you got? You go. Oh, again. Again. SEC number two.
Oh, but you have to pick.
I get to pick.
Oh, shoot.
Well, we get to pick. All right, Hickman, it's on us because Crest isn't here, which I would be curious to see who Houston would have for Nate.
How do I pick that helmet 2 weeks in a row? Mm. Of course, I saved myself last week.
I picked sudden death 2 weeks in a row.
That's
true.
So. Man.
Well, I think Houston's going to be having to draw a punishment. And so, again, if something crazy happens there, again, I'm not too worried about Missouri. It's. I'm. Who? things they're at LSU. I'm kind of leaning towards LSU, Nate. 12-point line, not the worst in the league, but I mean that way either you or Hickman has to do something.
Okay.
What's your thoughts, Adam?
I'd be fine with that because I feel like, I mean, the line's 10.5, but I feel like that's actually going to be a little closer down the stretch. Maybe I'll be fine with that.
Okay, Nate. I'll even let you pick, Nate. You can have LSU or you can have Mississippi State.
Oh gosh,
take Mississippi State. Don't be a coward.
No.
Take the Pirate.
LSU. Lock it in. Okay. All right, we got to get the phone lines, and then we're coming back for our save picks after that. Kill the music. The one, the only. People have asked for it. We put out the bat signal. Well, the rod signal. And here he is. Rod, what's up, buddy? Rod, you sound like you're in the silo, bud.
I'm about down here at a farming down in South Carolina trying to teach
them. Oh, no.
Did you lose him?
He's still on the line. I just, connection's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Rod, what are you doing? I cannot hear you. There's like a faint in the background.
It's a little better.
You're in and out, man. Rod, call back. Just call back real quick. We'll keep the line open.
All right. We'll try again. All right, Davey. Biggest blowout?
Georgia.
Hickman, biggest blowout?
Georgia.
Oh, man. It's got to be, right? Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like... Yeah, give me Georgia. I'll hate myself if that's what cost me. All right. Hickman, leading passer.
Corral.
Okay. Will Rogers has been on fire, but, of course, they're playing Alabama. Matt Corral's not a bad pick, really. I like that. I'm rolling with you. Matt Corral. Davey.
Give me Will Rogers, man. Like, even though they're playing Bam, I still expect them, even if they don't put up a bunch of points, they're going to put up a ton of yards.
They'll just throw it around a ton, no matter what.
They will, yeah. And, I mean, after last week, I wouldn't be surprised. All right, real quick, though, leading rusher, just so we have this locked in. Houston's got Georgia's biggest blowout, most passing yards. He's got Bryce Young, and he has, which, bad pick. And then he's got Isaiah Spiller as his leading rusher. So, I guess, Nate, your turn for leading rusher.
I like what you're thinking, Davey. I'm going to go with Kevin Harris of South Carolina hosting Vanderbilt in that terrible defense.
I'm going Spiller.
Spiller? And Davey?
I was debating it, and I think I'm actually just going to go ahead and lock in Spiller. I feel fine with Texas A&M. I don't think like it's Vanderbilt. Like I think South Carolina might even get up on them to the point they're not even having to run Harris that often. So, yeah, I'll lock in Spiller.
All right, let's see if Rod's connection's better. Rod, you there, buddy?
That's better, buddy.
Much better.
Sorry about that, fella. I tell you that, boys. Now, when's the last time we had a game like this in the Lexington-Naylor Stadium, Oklahoma? When was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it, Rod. Were you at that one?
Oh, yeah, buddy. You know, I'm sitting down there in KK down the south end zone right where my boat will be Saturday night, welcoming back the old Lane Kiffin. Boys, it's gonna be a hot one now, ain't it?
Yeah, it's gonna be under. Hey, will Lane Kiffin get booed more than any coach ever in the history of Neyland Stadium?
I heard Butch get booed some pretty good ones down there, but I think so. I think that he'll constantly be booed when they announce that starting lineup and say head coach Lane Kiffin. I hope that there's 100K sitting in that stadium already and boo the hell out of him. But, you know, you got a lot of Lane sympathizers like Billy and some of them others, so you got to be careful. You might get some cheers out of it. What do you think?
I don't think you'll get cheers from Tennessee fans from coming back, but there will be some that are indifferent that just don't do anything when he comes out or they announce his name?
Well, there's some people that don't yell even when the other team's on defense, right? I don't know if you've kept up with that thing, but Davey doesn't even make noise when the other team is trying to snap the football.
And Davey's probably the kind that starts to do the wave while we're on offense, too, ain't you, Davey?
What, if I'm not going to make noise, you think I'm going to put in enough effort to try to get the wave started?
You like that Butch Jones first down clap deal, I think.
Rocky.
You don't make noise, Davey. You just stand up.
I'm a sounding board for the audio, for the sound to bounce back to the field to distract Ole Miss's offense.
Davey, I say this. I've been talking to Gary. Obviously, the basketball boys is getting fired up. And Juanita's daughter's single again, so just keep that in mind, Davey. We're working on pulling some strings for you.
Oh, yeah? Did Jose go back to Mexico?
Jose, that's my farmhand. Now, they ain't ever been together. You're getting people confused. He's the one down there helping Angus down in the barn. But all right, boys. Let me get you the poem of the day now for Kiffin. You just ready for it?
I reckon.
All right, here we go. Fellas, get your popcorn ready, because it's the return of Lane. It's like the prodigal son, but this one's going to feel the pain. I always heard don't play poker with a joker or rook with a crook. But Ole Miss better watch out, because we got Captain Hook. Tiff named his son Knox, and for all I care, that kid can go kick rocks. Nayland is going to be rocking, and it'll be lit. The ball's 48, Rebs 42. I don't even give a sh**.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills.
Final segment of the day of the week. Woo! Nothing like a good Rod poem to get you fired up.
And Rocky Top to be followed up.
There you go. Gonna be lit tomorrow night. Really all day tomorrow. Hell, probably starting tonight on the strip. Oh, can't wait. All right, let's get to some gambling picks quickly. Davey, what you got for us,
buddy? All right, first game. Undefeated Oklahoma State goes on the road to 25th-ranked Texas. Texas is a 4.5-point favorite, though. I have no idea who's first. Houston doesn't have his picks in. I've sent him. He will have
You're
to get
first.
This to us later. All right, I'm first. Give me Texas in this one. I think they'll have a bounce-back game. Oklahoma State's looking good, but Texas, after last week, I expect a bounce-back.
Hickman?
I'm going to go Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the points and take Oklahoma State as well. They haven't really been tested yet, so we'll see if they can handle it on the road. Davey, what's next?
Next, we have Auburn at 17th-ranked Arkansas. Arkansas is a 4.5-point favorite.
Tigman?
Ooh, Arkansas.
This one is tough. I mean, Arkansas looked pretty good last week. Auburn's kind of reeling. Arkansas is at home. I'll take the Razorbacks. Davey?
Give me Auburn on this one.
All right.
And then next we have 20th-ranked Florida at LSU. Florida, 12.5-point favorite.
I think Florida will win, but I'm going to say it stays close with LSU at home. They hang around. They're able to throw the ball a little bit. And I'll lay the points. Give me the Tigers on the Bayou.
All right. So Nate taking LSU. I will also lock in LSU. I don't think they win, but I think it's about a 10-point game. I've not been super impressed with Florida the last couple of weeks.
I'm rocking with LSU as well, boys.
Okay, and then the big one, Kentucky at Georgia. Georgia, a 21-point favorite. The 11th-ranked Wildcats head down between the hedges. Hickman.
I'm going to go with Georgia.
I have no clue about this line. I think Kentucky will hang in for a while, but then Georgia pulls away late. I just don't know by how much. I don't know. I think I feel like picking a bunch of dogs this week. But give me Kentucky. And the points, obviously. I mean, I don't think this game's really going to be close, but that's a huge number.
I look at what Georgia did to Arkansas when Arkansas went down there.
Mm-hmm.
It was 37-0. I think Arkansas is a better team than Kentucky.
That's a good point.
I'm gonna say Georgia probably by about 24-28, somewhere in there. So give me the dogs. All right, we went super fast on those. I guess Houston not being here
really helps
slowing us down. All right, so game of the week. 13th ranked Ole Miss coming to town, Neyland Stadium, Tennessee. Vols coming off of two blowout wins against SEC opponents. Opportunity to shock the nation, get a top 15th ranked win, really put this program back on track. You want to talk about getting the fan base involved. Nate, what do you have happening? I've been debating it throughout the week, but when we got that kickoff, what's and then the final whistle is blown.
I think Ole Miss is a slightly better team. The Tyon Evans news, the backfield not being good to go for Tennessee is going to hurt. I think Tennessee will try and throw a lot of short stuff, and it'll be, you know, they'll be able to move the ball, be back and forth. But I think Ole Miss is, they got a little better quarterback. They're a little bit deeper. And if both teams kind of play at their normal levels, I still just think Ole Miss is probably a slightly better team. I'm gonna go Ole Miss 42, Tennessee 35.
Okay. Houston did send me his pick for this one. Should not come as a surprise that he picked Tennessee. I hope he's right. He's got the Vols winning 41-38. I just don't know if we can hold this offense to only 38. I actually have the Vols covering. That might surprise you.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't have them winning.
Oh,
I have it being a heartbreaker. I think you're actually going to see what happened last week. I think we're going to have an opportunity to go for two late instead of forcing overtime. And for whatever reason, I think something crazy will happen. But I have Ole Miss winning the game 48-47.
All right. Man. Nail biter. What you got, Hickman?
I'm going to be the only one in this room to be optimistic. Tennessee 48, Ole Miss 45.
Wait, what? Oh, in this room.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you? Okay. Yeah, because Houston had a three-point game, too. I thought you were going to say, like, 48-21 or something. But
no, I ain't taking a blowout.
I actually think this game could be a blowout by either team. I really do. We've talked about it all week, how these high-octane offenses, if they get out of sync, if a couple of bad things happen, you can just kind of get snowballed. And it happened to a, you know, four in Tennessee's favor last week against a weaker opponent. I agree, you know, definitely. But I think, you know, that can happen either way. I wouldn't be shocked if either team wins kind of a 40-42 or 45-24-27 type of game. That'd be kind of my alternate reality, I guess. But really, it could go either way. If Ole Miss isn't clicking right, night game on the road in the SEC, or if Tennessee, you know, can't get the run game going and they're forced to have to throw a bunch into that 3-2-6 defense that Ole Miss runs, you could be kind of playing into their, you know, to their, the only thing they do kind of well.
I just saw this tweet come into us. Alex sends it. But so if you are in the stadium, apparently at the start of the third quarter, if you download the GBO Zone app,
right,
you got an opportunity to do one of those cool flashlight special light shows.
Yeah.
But Alex tagged us in a tweet that said, yeah, fans have the chance to upgrade a special cell phone light show at the start of the third quarter Saturday at Neyland Stadium. If you haven't already, download the GBO Zone app to your cell phone and have the app open and ready before the start of the third quarter.
Yeah, download it before you get into the stadium, people.
Smart.
Yeah, they were telling everybody to download it last week, like right before they're going to do some contest. And I was like, dude, I can't even get on Twitter. I'm not going to be able to download an app. So make sure you already have it if you want to participate in that. All right, big weekend of college football and then the National Football League as well. Hope you have all your plans set, ready to rock and roll for tomorrow. It's supposed to be a great football weather, some rain in the morning and then clearing up after that. Cool temps, Lane Kiffin coming to town, and a chance for Tennessee to exercise some demons. Checker Neyland, orange uniforms, Lane Kiffin, top 15 team. Don't miss voluntary action following the game, and of course, we'll be right here to break it all down for you Monday as well. Next, it's the Blitz. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.